So this morning, like every morning, we read from Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 20, Text number 19. Bhagavan Atha Vishvatma Prithino Parhitarhanaha Samujjihanaya Bhaktya ग्रहीत चरणाम्बुजः भगवानथ विश्वात्मा पृथुनो परितार्हणः समुज्जिहानया भक्त्या ग्रहीत चरणाम्बुजः Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. King Prithu abundantly worshipped the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was so merciful to him. While worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord, Prithu Maharaj gradually increased his ecstasy in devotional service. When various ecstasies appear in the body of a devotee, it is to be understood that his devotional service has become perfect. There are many types of transcendental ecstasies in the forms of crying, laughing, perspiring, falling down, and crying like a madman. All these symptoms are sometimes visible on the body of a devotee. They are called Ashtasattvik Vikar, which means eight kinds of transcendental transformations. They are never to be imitated. But when a devotee actually becomes perfect, these symptoms are visible on his body. The Lord is Bhakta Vatsal, which means that he is inclined toward his pure devotee, Bhakta. Therefore, the transcendental ecstatic transaction between the Supreme Lord and his devotee is never like activity of this material world. Bhagavanatha Vishvatma Prithuno Parhitarhanaha Samujjihanaya Bhaktya Grahita Charanambujaha. King Prithu abundantly worshipped the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was so merciful to him. While worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord, Prithu Maharaj gradually increased his ecstasy in devotional service. Not that I was feeling ecstasy the day I arrived first time ever in Vrindavan in 72. Anyway, just I was reading purport, I remembered this, so I thought max little connection. So 72, Karthik, do you remember? Do you remember? So 39 years ago, Srila Prabhupada stopped or dropped everything and he rushed to Vrindavan. And he stayed in Vrindavan during Kartik for an entire month of Kartik. Evo. And that time he stayed at Radha Damodar temple in his little bhajan kutir, you know, small little room. And we had come, I want to cut the long story short because we had come from Mumbai Bombay of those days. And well, it was around, well, a little earlier than this. We got down at Mathura station and then we rushed to Radha Damodar temple. And soon after having quick darshan of Radha Damodar, we went into quarters of Srila Prabhupada. He was sitting on asan, not of this size. There was not even room for this size. Vyasasan, very humble seat. It was wooden. It had a shape like a Vyasasan. No legs. It was just sitting directly on the floor. And it was a back wooden. And we were about a dozen devotees. And when we entered, the room was full with those many devotees. And Srila Prabhupada, just see the sun. Sun was rising in the east, and our leader, Pancha Dravid Prabhu, he became Pancha. He was Dravid, only Dravid Prabhu. He became Pancha Dravid Swami during that Karthik. So, he thought of glorifying spiritual master. When you see him, you take opportunity. We had heard this. So he started glorifying Srila Prabhupada, comparing him with the sun. You are brilliant like sun. Because we had seen the sun rising in the east as we were coming from station to Radha Damodar temple. Sun was on his mind and he saw Srila Prabhupada and put sun and Prabhupada together. And you are brilliant. And then Srila Prabhupada was talking to us, inquiring how is everything in Bombay, this, that. And so he was looking at us. Were not so many of us that time. That was, well, we were a dozen devotees from Bombay. That was first ever Karthik festival, ISKCON's first ever Karthik festival. And sometimes when devotees who were not attending would inquire, oh, how many are attending? And we would say, so many, many devotees are here. And but how many? 40 devotees. So 40 devotees those days was considered so many devotees. So, as he was talking to us, he was moving his head like a camera moves back and forth, screening us. So that time, as I was kind of sitting in the front, not just maybe a few feet away from him. So whenever he would come, it was my turn for him to look at me. He would stop and then move. Then when he was coming back again, he would stop. And this happened several times. And I was wondering, what was it? What was so special about me? Did I not fix my buttons? They are not, or I'm not wearing tilak. I was trying to understand, what was it getting attention of Srila Prabhupada? And although I speculated, I couldn't figure it out till Prabhupada said, stop it! And I stopped. What did I stop? I stopped my ecstasy. Those days I had a habit, couldn't call it ecstasy. I had a habit of moving my thighs like this as I was hearing Prabhupada with full attention. I wasn't even aware I was doing this. Very violently, very vigorously I was moving. Although trying to understand, what is it? But I never thought that that was getting his attention. And then he had to say, stop it! Stop your ecstasy. And then I stopped it. from that time onwards. I did it maybe a dozen times, including today. Whenever I have to share this, then I do a little demonstration, otherwise I... So this was not... cannot be included in the list of ecstasies. Although one may... yeah, this looks like, appears like some trembling. Romancha kampa shru taranga bhajo. But you cannot imitate. And this is very much external. And imitation also remains external. And what sahajiyas may exhibit their emotions and so-called ecstasies, including their talking to, they could have a dialogue with the Lord. They could stand in front of the deity and have talk to the deity. Sahaj, taking it cheaply and cheating also by doing so. And those who ecstasy cheap and then cheap followers, not knowing the science of the ecstasy. When does it occur and at what phase, what stage of one's devotion does ecstasies manifest? That naturally they manifest, not that you endeavor. You are not even aware that you are exhibiting all those ecstatic feelings. Only soul knows, not your body and mundane mind is not aware of those ecstatic feelings. You are in fact fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, with total loss of external consciousness, or totally oblivious to the surroundings. It is a highest platform. And all the devotees in the spiritual sky exhibit all these symptoms. And those who are in this world practicing. Prithu Maharaj gradually increased his ecstasy in devotional service. What was he known for? Which devotional service is he known for? Archanam. Archana. Nine processes, nine devotees, nine examples. Nine glaring examples. Prithu Maharaj is known for archana, deity worship, arhanaha. Arhanaha, all the paraphernalia for worship is translated like that. Prithuna uparita, offered the paraphernalia offered by Prithu Maharaj, Samujjihanaya Bhaktiya, and is offering the paraphernalia, all shodas upcharas, as they call, 16 different aspects of worship, and as he is offering that worship and bhakti, main ingredient is bhakti. He is offering that with bhakti. Everything else is being offered minus bhakti. No ecstasy. Forget it. Bhaktiya. So not only he is offering different items, including asan, achman, and food, and arati and chamara, conch shell blowing and putting the deities to rest, and is doing all this samujjhanaya, gradually increased samujjhanaya bhaktya. So how is he gradually increasing? What is gradually increasing? In fact, the paraphernalia that he had been offering from day one, well, I can't say whether that increased, or whether instead of offerings, making 6 offerings, he was offering 60 offerings. That couldn't be the case. Maybe he did offer instead of few offerings, chappan bhogs, he went for chappan bhog and stuff. Or maybe he just offered, makhan, knowing what Lord is happy with. I do not like your, what? Maya. Yeah, offer me. I like makhan, I like makhan. I don't like your other offerings, Krishna says to Yashoda, please, please, forget this chappan bhog. Just give me makhan. I'll be happy. I'll be just happy with makhan. So, knowing what Lord loves, knowing, you have to know the Lord, you're worshipping Him. You have to offer Him patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, not matanam, chikanam. Anyway. So, what He likes, and that has to be offered with bhakti again. So, He increased His bhakti, whether He increased number of offerings, number of items He offered, regardless whether He did that, He didn't do those things. What He increased was increased His bhakti, gradually increased His bhakti. Well, how does one increase one's bhakti? We're chanting our 16 rounds 40 years ago, and we are making that offering of 16 rounds. Even now, maybe some of us have increased. You should chant more. One devotee, my god brother, I do not remember his name. This morning he said, Maharaj, when you were given sannyas initiation along with Prithu Prabhu and Sridhar Prabhu, I received my Brahminical initiation. And that time, Srila Prabhupada was where this board is. Prabhupada's asana was there. And during that initiation talk, Srila Prabhupada talked about chanting more. So, anyway, occasionally we chant more, or chanting more. So, but we stick to minimum 16 round. So there may not be a increase, a drastic increase, tangible increase in the quantity, increase in chanting, but what is expected that we do is we chant with devotion more and more and more. And how does one chant with more devotion or increased bhakti? Well, anartha nivritti shad, by getting rid of the anarthas, then what happens? Then his shraddha increases. We decrease anarthas, with that we increase our shraddha, increase our faith. And that increased faith gets another name called nishtha. In that ladder of shraddha, adau shraddha, sadhu sang, bhajana kriya, anartha nivratti, then what happens? Nishtha. Nishtha is elevated. You're fixed in shraddha more. You're fixed up. And Srila Prabhupada says, well, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktira Bhavati. What? Naishthiki, this is Nishtha. Nityam Bhagavata. Daily recitation of Bhagavatam. Yes, that's one. Daily offering of the worship. Yes. Daily what? Everything else that you do also. Daily honoring of prasadam. A daily chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktira Bhavati. Nityam, Nityam, Nityam. All the time, regularly, daily. And gradually, with that, gradually, what is happening? Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktira Bhavati. Bhavati becomes. Your bhakti becomes. What kind of bhakti becomes? Bhakti become nishtha bhakti. You're fixed up. Nityam bhagavatase. Bhagavati uttam bhaktira bhavati naishthiki. So nishtha is attained. And then all this ecstasy business is, this is, cannot be expected before nishtha. And before getting rid of anarthas and before doing bhajana kriya and before shraddha, these things do not occur, do not manifest. After nishtha comes what? Comes ruchi, then comes asakti. You are so much attached to this devotional service. And then comes what? Then comes bhav. And then is a prema. So these ecstasies are at the 7th and 8th, if that is the right number. In the final phase, final stage of one's devotional service, devotional life of devotion. After ruchis, you develop special liking. It cannot be stopped. So much ruchi. So much. Your bhakti is no more just official bhakti. You do not look at your watch, how long I have been chanting. Is watch moving? I have slot of this 2-hour, 24-hour kirtan. Looks like my watch is not working today. While some devotee, Radha Govind Maharaj was giving class one time in Bihar. And there was a class and then long class and then more questions and answers, and devotees were taking keen interest in the subject matter. But there was one person. Others were asking questions and it was going on and on and on. Then one person in the audience had a question. I have a question. Yes, what is it? Well, how long is this going to go on? I read your the Bhagavad Katha promotion said this was supposed to be from 7 to 9, but this is already 10:45. How long is this going to go on? So, no ruchi, just official, just routine. Anyway, if you are hungry, you may go. The bell is reminding. So these ecstasies, ecstatic feelings, Srila Prabhupada is elaborating how many in number, and they're called Astavikar, all these bhav. This comes. This is science. Of course, we do not, this kind of experience and explanation also of ecstasies, we do not find this in, other religious tradition so much. I don't know fully well, but whatever I know how or have heard or read, they don't talk of these ecstasies, trembling body business or other, whatever. You become stunned. Huh? Other traditions? All over the planet there are so many traditions, and we have our tradition, Bhagavad Dharma, and then more exclusively the Gaudiya line talks. That's what Rupa Goswami talked about, these feelings and these emotions and these devotions and these symptoms and this whole science. So this is on the side of prema, the loving dealings with the Lord, loving devotional service. Not only service, bhakti is not only service. A lot of time they translate bhakti as devotion. Bhakti is translated as devotion. Srila Prabhupada translates that as devotional service. Not only you sit around and exhibit your devotion. You know, I have lots of devotion, you know. Lots of devotion I have. Srila Prabhupada, we would like to see your devotion. Do some service, do something practical. So that's devotional service. But then how? The service has to be bhaktya, with loving devotional service. So not only, not just some devotional service, loving devotional service, loving, that's love, that's prema. So other lines we could quickly say, bhakti, what? Bhakti kami. Mukti, what? Kami. Siddhi, kami. Well, that's it. Most of the traditions, they could be put into these categories. Either their dharma, their so-called dharma, is limited to bhakti kam, or mukti kamana, or siddhi kamana. So all calm business, all desires, this desire, that desire, bhakti desire, mukti desire, siddhi desire. Don't expect ecstasies and these symptoms, because there's a calm. Bhakti, mukti, siddhi, kami, sakale ashant. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared, they're all they're full of calm. That's why they are ashant. They are not even peaceful. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Ata Eva Shant. Krishna Bhakta is Nishkam. No desires. So the bhakti which is Jnana Karmadi Anavratam Anukullenu Krishna Anushilanam Bhaktir Uttama. Uttam Bhakti. Jnana Karmadi Anavratam. Beyond Jnana Kand, Karma Kand. Kevala Vishera Bhand, our tradition says. Pot of poison. You cannot feel ecstasies by drinking poison. By drinking poison, you may do something. Some symptoms. But that choked up is that you are by, you're going to be leaving your body. There may be some movement, some, but you're committing suicide. You're jnani, you want to commit suicide. You can't feel ecstasy as you're about to commit suicide. Your individual existence, you want to finish it and merge. Aham Brahmasmi. This does not bring ecstasy. Only on the side of praying, love for the Lord, loving dealings with the Lord, loving devotional service unto the Lord, loving, gradually going, keep going with sadhu sang. Oh, no ecstasy, what should I do? Check out your shraddha level. Oh, no ecstasy, what should I do? Bhajana kriya more, do majana kriya, or sadhu sang. First of all, sadhu sang. In association of sadhus, do bhajana kriya or learn bhajana kriya in association of sadhus, and then do bhajana kriya. And as you do bhajana kriya, make sure your bhajana kriya is free from offenses, so many attachments to even different processes or bodily concept of life and likes and dislikes and philosophies and different varieties of physical, mental, and hokal, vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udara upastha vegam, all these pushings are there. So get rid of this, work on, make effort, make a list of what is mine. Not that all the anarthas, everyone doesn't suffer from all the anarthas. Some of the anarthas, the big list. Someone is afflicted by kaam, while some others by krodh, by lobe, or this or that. There's a many items are there, long list of anarthas. And so how do I get love of Godhead? I'm not feeling ecstasy. What should I do? So get rid of anarthas. Dhrada shraddha. Whether you are ruchi, whether you are asakti, develop asakti, attachment, before you expect. So this is science, and we are students of, and you are all supposed to be scientists. One who knows the science is what? Scientist. One who knows Shastra is called Shastragya. Knower of Shastra is called Shastragya. Shastragya means scientist. One who knows Shastra, one who knows science. So Bhagavad Gita is that Shastra. Srimad Bhagavatam is that Shastra. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is that Shastra, that science. So one who knows Yash with him, Shastra with him, Utsrajya, Vartate Kamakarataha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, one who does not study these Shastras, what happens to him? Nate na sukham na param gatim. He doesn't attain happiness, these feelings, these ecstasies, and param gatim. The final destination is not achieved by those who reject, abandon Shastras. So we have to be knower of the Shastras, and just to know the Shastra is called Jnani. But you are expected, we are expected, not only the Jnanis. Jnana Vijnana Sahitam Brahma Karma Svabhavajam. Not only knowing is not enough, doing it. Jnana vijnana sahitam. Knowing and then getting up and practicing. Brahma karma svabhavajam. This is life of a Brahman. He knows and he practices. So, they're supposed to be that kind of scientists. And this is the original Shastra. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also received mantra, Maha Mantra from Ishwar Puri. He started chanting. In fact, chanting and dancing, he returned to Mayapur. He wanted to come to Vrindavan, but then he was stopped. And as he returned to Mayapur, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept chanting and dancing and trembling and falling on the ground and rolling on the ground, and all these symptoms were there. Hey, he has gone mad. The residents of Mayapur, look, he used to be such a nice pandit. See what has happened to him? He's gone mad. Maybe offer some oil to his head, some massage. They're also recommending this should be done, that should be done, to stop, suppress this ecstasies or these symptoms. Thinking, this is madness. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also admitted, yes, this is madness. Yeah, this is madness. So when he met his Guru Maharaj, Ishwar Puri, again, he inquired. He approached him and inquired from his Guru Maharaj. He said, Guru Maharaj, Kiba mantra dila gosai, kiba tara bol, japite japite mantra karila pagal. Says, what kind of mantra have you given? Kiva tara bol, there is so much bol, there is so much strength, powerful mantra. What kind of power you have invested in this mantra? Japite japite mantra karila pagal. From the time I started chanting this Maha Mantra, I have simply gone mad. It's true. I have gone mad. I become pagal, pagla baba. So, the same mantra. Mantra that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted. Same mantra is here. Of course, some comment. Because this mantra has been used for past 400 or 500 years, its potency has diminished because it has been used. Prabhupada comments in Bengal, some party says, because used again and again and again and again. So its power has been diminished. So these are fools, those who comment like this. Because abhinnatvat nama namino, this name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. Nam nama kari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tatrarvita niyamita smaranena kalaha etadrasi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi nanuraga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes that position. I have no attachment. No. And what should I do? And the answer is also there in the next. I have no attraction. I'm not able to chant all the time. Then what should I do? Trinadapi suni chena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. The verse earlier, he said, na anuraga. I have no attraction, I have no attachment, liking for this chanting. And the next verse is, kirtaniya sadahari. What happened in between? Again, getting rid of anarthas, of some major kinds of anarthas, pranadapi, no humility, instead there's a pride, no tolerance, instead we are intolerant, not respectful dealings with others, instead we expect respect for ourselves. Lord has given a small list, this, that, 3-4 items, and when this is done, in this state of mind, one could chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his chanting was full of that trinadapi suni chena tarorapi amanina manadena, and offenseless chanting. Aparada shunya hoya laho Krishna naam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Hey, good news for all of you. What happened? So his point is, yes, kindly, Nityanand Prabhu has opened, started inauguration of what? Naam Hat. And this Naam, in this marketplace, Naam will be distributed. The only price that you have to pay is Shraddha. If you have Shraddha, come take the holy name. But while you are chanting, how do you chant? Aparadha shunya hiya laho Krishna naam. Chadi anachar. Chadi anachar. Krishnera samsara kari chadi anachar. Lead a life of Krishna consciousness by giving up all anachar, all offenses. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did that. His chanting was perfect, fenceless, and then see what happened to him. All the ecstasies were there. But those who do not follow the process, do not endeavor even to get rid of anarthas, and they want to imitate and make a big show of chanting and, you know, some ecstasies or in shedding tears while singing. Jayapataka Maharaj once said how, you know, there are so many kirtaniyas in Bengal, expert khol and kirtan and all those ecstasies and astaprahar, 24 hours or 7 to 2 hours non-stop kirtans. And party after party after party comes and sings, and sometimes a competition and more ecstatic, more ecstasies, bigger reward you get. You win the prize for exhibiting all the symptoms. So, Jayapataka Maharaj said, how they, some of them, while singing, they very expertly, because they carry it with them, they carry chili powder, red chili powder. They keep it on the side, and while whatever they do, what did they do? They put some chili powder in the nose, nostrils. Then what happens? Next 1 hour, the tears, uninterrupted tears, ecstasies. So Jayapataka Maharaj said, this is chili bhav. This bhav is caused by chili, red chili powder bhav. So this is imitation and cheating. And so chili is very cheap, but this bhav is not cheap like chili. You cannot attain this bhav by buying some chili and throwing some chili powder. And you may cheat. So that's Prabhupada. Cannot be imitated. Cannot be imitated. One has to go through the process and purification, and the word used increased, gradually increased his ecstasy in devotional service. Gradually increasing. We do talk of gradual process. So, gradual meaning from Shraddha to Sadhusang to Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivrati. Gradually. Going higher. Making sure the base is strong. Faith is strong. And sadhusang is lots of sadhusang, and then lots of bhajana kriya, lots of anartha, getting rid of anarthas. Also hearing about the Krishna's pastimes, Krishna killing this demon and that demon and that one and that one. This also has to be heard, and there's a benefit. What is the benefit? The hearer he gets rid of the anartha, that demon's anartha. You hear killing a putana. So what was putana's anartha? Envy? Okay. Not being straightforward. Few. Cheating. Tricking. Trickery. Just outside Gokul, she landed. Otherwise she was going airways. And then she put on such a makeup and Banarasi sari, and she managed to get some lotus flower from somewhere, and twirling that, she entered Gokul, and everyone, Lakshmi has come. And of course, she must have come to meet Narayan. She did not even have to inquire which way to Nanda Bhavan. They took it for granted. She must have come to meet Narayan. So this way, that way, and she was. And then finally, you hear again and again all the details of that pastime, and how finally, he was drinking the milk. I don't know whether milk, this demon has had milk, or the poison for sure. So he drank. He's the creator of poison. What does poison do to him? But he did drink the life for sure. He drank the life of Putana. And then while that was happening in the presence of the Lord, she couldn't maintain her, couldn't hide her demoniac nature. She had become regular size woman, and Banarasi sari and all that. That all finished, and she was tall, how much tall? Barakos, 12. And then she fell. Very well. So as we hear this, we did not say in great detail, then whatever that she demon is, had all those anarthas, the hearer becomes free from those anarthas. And then you go to the next, and then you go to the next, then you go to next. Demon killing pastime. On Brajamandal Parikrama you go from place to place. We were at Pralambasur a few days ago. Pralambasur was killed here. And this asur, and Agasur, Sarpoli, place called Sarpoli. Okay, so there's so much to say. Krishna is unlimited, and talking about him is also unlimited. Are we unlimited? We are limited. We also have bodies. We wish we had no body. Could we exist without body? Yes or no? We could exist without body. That's the goal. And how to do that? Some example of Prithu Maharaj is there. Although he's Saktavesh avatar himself, so King Prithu is setting example before the citizens, the humanity at large, and he worships Lord the way he worships with bhaktya. Mainly he worships with bhakti, and then grahita charanambuja, and then his attachment to the lotus feet, charanambuja, is there. And he is experiencing. He is not even aware that his ecstasies have been listed and included in Bhagavatam, fourth canto, 20th chapter, 19th verse. He is just busy. But we get to. We need example. So this morning, example before us is Prithu Maharaja's devotion. And we take inspiration and follow in his footsteps and proceed. Okay. Daigar Premanande Hari Hari Go Krantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.